chapter 48. Now it came to pass after these things that Joseph was told, indeed, your father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And Yaakov was told, look, your son Joseph is coming to you. And Israel strengthened himself and sat up on the bed. And Yaakov said to Joseph, El Shaddai appeared to me at Luz in the land of Canaan, and appointed an increase for me, and said to me, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply you, and I will make of you a congregation of people, and will give this land to your seed after you as an everlasting possession. And now your two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, who were born to you in the land of Mitzrayim, before I came to you in Mitzrayim, are mine, as Reuben and Shimon, they shall be mine. Your offspring, whom you beget after them, shall be yours, and will be called by the name of their brothers in their inheritance. And as for me, when I came from Paddan, Rachel died beside me in the land of Canaan. On the way, when there was but a little distance to go to Ephrath, and I buried her there on the way to Ephrath, that is, Bethlehem. Then Israel saw Joseph's sons, and said, who are these? And Joseph said to his father, they are my sons, whom Elohim has given me in this place. And he said, please bring them to me, and I will bring an increase upon them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim with age, so that he could not see. Then Joseph brought them near him, and he kissed them, and embraced them. And Israel said to Joseph, I had not thought to see your face, and in fact, Elohim has also shown me your children. So Joseph brought them from beside his knees, and he bowed down with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim with his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh with his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it on Ephraim's head, which was a younger, and his left hand on Manasseh's head, guiding his hands knowingly, for Manasseh was a Bechor. And he spoke an increase for Joseph, and said, Elohim, before whom my Avot, Abraham, and Yitzhak walked, the Elohim who has fed me all my life long to this day, the Malach of Yahweh, who has redeemed me from all evil, increase the lads, let my name be named upon them, and the name of my Avot, Abraham, and Yitzhak, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this one is a Bechor, put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations, Melo Hagoim. And he spoke an increase to them that day, saying, in you shall Israel increase, saying, Elohim, make you as Ephraim and as Manasseh. And he set Ephraim before Manasseh. Then Israel said to Joseph, behold, I am dying, but Elohim will be with you and bring you back to the land of your Avot. Moreover, I have given to you one portion above your brothers, which I took from the hand of the Amori with my sword and my bow.